Hello again, it's John Leeming back at the microphone to welcome you to another edition of The Organist Encores. After my last show a month ago, a number of people commented on how much they enjoyed the track by Armsby Bancroft on the fantastic 8-rank Wurlitzer at the Granada Clapham Junction. Well, I've dug out another of Armsby's Granada recordings from the pile of old tapes lurking in my garden shed, and this time it's at the Granada Harrow. The organ is exactly the same design as the one at Clapham Junction, but the installation and the acoustics there are not the same, so the result is different, as you hear here in Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek. Armsby Bancroft there, enjoying himself on the Granada Harrow Wurlitzer. When I joined the Cinema Organ Society over 40 years ago now, there were still quite a few theatre organs in their original homes. I used to travel all over the country to track them down on concert days, and I count myself fortunate to have enjoyed so many of these historic instruments. Of course, I was too late for many of them, and the one I regret most not hearing live was the Wurlitzer in the Odeon Leeds. As the late Brian Rodwell once said to me, "That were an organ with class, young John," and here he is to prove it. Thank you. hear music. Yes, we certainly did. Brian Rodwell there, getting the very best out of 19 thrilling ranks of Wurlitzer at the Odeon Leeds around 1967. If that recording is anything to go by, that organ would certainly have been right at the top of my list of favourites. So, which surviving instrument is my favourite organ now? Well, I've got to go 6,000 miles to hear it. And it wasn't even there when the Leeds organ came out. The Mighty Wurlitzer, currently in the Paramount Theatre in Oakland, California, was opened to great acclaim in 1981. The resident organist in the 1980s was the late and much missed Jim Rosevere, who gave an absolutely spellbinding performance to ATOS conventioneers in 1983. More recently, some of Jim's work has surfaced on a CD, including this track, Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year. Exquisite music there from Jim Rosevere in Oakland. One of Jim's favourite melodies that he would often play at the Paramount in Oakland is Two Cigarettes in the Dark. Well, back to Granadaland again for a very individual interpretation of that classic song on the Tooting Wurlitzer, on a rather scratchy 78 with Harold Ramsey and a couple of his friends.
Soft lights and clinking of glasses, casually I drift outside. I had a strange premonition when all of a sudden I spied two cigarettes in the dark. He strikes a match till the spark clearly traces one face is my sweetheart. Two silhouettes in a room, almost obscured by the gloom. I was so near, yet so far apart. It happened that I stumble in upon their rendezvous. I heard my sweetheart whispering, I love you, I love you. Cigarettes in the dark, gone is the flame and the spark, leaving just regrets and two cigarettes in the dark.
Ramsey and friends at Tooting. I wonder if you burst out laughing at the same point that I did. Okay, it's Compton time now, and in particular, a track featuring their innovative solo cello, where the sound comes from an amplified single string. It's not easy to find anyone who's got a good word to say about this device, but in the right hands and with the right tune, it has a useful musical role. From his 1982 LP on the Oxnead Mill Compton, here's Joe Marsh to show exactly what I mean.
Thank you.
Time on My Hands, Joe Marsh and his sensitive use of the solo cello at Oxnead Mill. One of the finest American theatre organists of recent times was the late Tom Hazleton. He did a tour of Britain in 1988, and while he was here, he made an album for the COS on the South Bank Wurlitzer, and here's one of the tracks. The South Bank Wurlitzer in Hazleton mode there with Benny Goodman's Don't Be That Way. Now another of the tapes I found in the garden shed features Simon Gledhill in concert at Clay Hall, and I reckon it dates from the 1990s. That was before the recent improvement work on the Compton, but it's still a beautiful performance on a fine instrument. Here's September in the Rain. Simon Gledhill, a spontaneous musical creation in concert at Clay Hall. Right, that's all for this edition, which means it's time for the signature tune. Normally this is played by Robert Wolf at Thursford, but here's a different version of Happy Days Are Here Again. I don't know who is playing or where. I got this tape from a sound effects library half a century ago, and it was just labelled theatre organ. It's certainly a Compton, but if anyone's got any further ideas, please get in touch. Thanks for listening, and until the next time we meet, this is John Leeming saying bye for now.